On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
This is our Fall Release Series 2 show. We all look forward to these shows every year. Boy, we're happy about this one. So we're going to be tasting this year's Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be tasting. New for the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection this year, the 2025 E.H. Taylor Bottled and Bond Bourbon, the 2025 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye, the 2025 Sazerac 18-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Rye, the 2025 Eagle Rare 17-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, the 2025 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon, and the 2025 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Boy, this sucks. It's just terrible. It's terrible.
Somebody's got to do it.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. This is our fall release show number 2.
You dragged me into this, didn't you?
Oh, well, somebody's got to. Woo! Yeah, so, yeah, we'll wait for this one all year, and this year we are very happy.
Happy?
Very happy.
How happy?
Well, we do 6 on a show, and every year we've done the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, which was 5, but this year they added one, so now it is 6. So now we can do one whole show.
They did it just for our show. I like that.
That's very nice.
It was nice. It was very considerate of them.
They're great people, aren't they?
Very considerate of them.
Love Harlan. He's a heck of a guy. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
It's always a pleasure, especially days like today.
Yeah, good old boy Justin.
Couldn't be happier to be here.
Yeah, good old boy Harm.
I could be happier.
I doubt it.
I mean, this is not a Scotch show, but you gave me BTAC. I'm okay. I'll be here. That's fine. Thank you. I'm present.
He exists in a plane of misery that is just unknown to normal mortal man. So,
yeah. Somebody described the other day Laphroaig as misery and burning tires. Yeah, that's where I like to be.
Yeah. Well, I get the burning tire part. The misery part I don't like so much.
It's a very Scottish thing.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, anything else you can sip. And again, this is our Fall Release Series 2 show. We all look forward to these shows every year. And boy, we're happy about this one. So we're going to be tasting this year's Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be tasting. New for the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection this year, the 2025 E.H. Taylor Bottled and Bond Bourbon, the 2025 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye, the 2025 Sazerac 18-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Rye, the 2025 Eagle Rare 17-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, the 2025 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon, and the 2025 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Boy, this sucks. It's just terrible. It's terrible.
Somebody's got to do it. I mean, we do this for you. We throw ourselves on that grenade.
Well, honestly, we kind of do. You know, I've had people say, well, why taste the ones that nobody can get? I said, well, honestly, the only reason we can get them is because of the show, and they're kind enough to share them. A lot of times, maybe you're going to pull the trigger and maybe scalp one somewhere, but you can't afford to buy all of them. Well, if you can listen to this, you can sort of live vicariously through us and maybe, from our tasting notes, pick which one you want and not get the wrong one. So, you know.
Plus, we have to drink our cane on some occasions.
Yes, yes, yeah. People,
that balances it
people
out.
People always forget, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes you get the really good ones and sometimes you get the really not good ones. So it all balances out. It's karma. There's a yin and yang to it, so.
I seem to be more emotionally scarred than that one than you guys were.
Yeah, I mean. Well, yeah, I'm sure of that. I know your mom, so.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to be tasting and rating these whiskeys with our signature sounds. Let's have Justin give us one of them.
Oh, let's go with 5.
Okay. We won't be hearing that today.
No, sure. Not at all. Why don't we hear 2?
You do a sound we won't hear today.
Yeah.
No? You do a sound we won't hear today.
Okay. 5 sips.
That's the sound we're going to hear the most. Come on. Do one we're not going to hear.
Oh, one we're not going to hear. All right. 2. Nice spot. What else do you have?
Isn't that nice?
That sounded a little Boris Karloff-y to me. That mm-hmm. was interesting. So
it's near Halloween.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get started. We're going to have Brent tell us about our first whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. This first one is the E.H. Taylor Bottled and Bond Bourbon. It's 2025 release. It's 100 proof, 50% ABV. So E.H. Taylor Bottled and Bond Bourbon is the first new addition to the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection since the Thomas H. Handy joined the portfolio back in 2006. This is aged 15 years and 4 months in the distillery's warehouses and hand-bottled at 100 proof to meet the Bottle and Bond standard. This bears Colonel E.H. Taylor's signature, just as every bottle under his watch did. The color on this is a nice copper, I'm going to say like an 80s copper, 80s to 90s copper penny there. On the nose, just get a huge, huge hit of cherry, vanilla, honey. And I know it's difficult to say this, but I actually like got creaminess on the nose, and that's not something you can like, you know, like smell. But you just
You can tell when something's creamy from the smell. You can. There's a
yeah.
It's a sensation that it's that lactic acid smell, I guess. You know, there's the
like the creamy soda when you have one of those. You know, but on the palate, I got. Big, bold baking spices right off the bat. Dark cherries, some oak tannins.
I don't get the cherry like you do, man. I get more vanilla.
And but this one here is very front forward on the palate to me. You know, on the front, it doesn't quite reach the back. Even when you do the whole Tennessee chew, it just kind of doesn't fall
all the flavors
back.
On the front.
Yeah, yeah, all the flavors on the front. It's nice flavor, and it. And the one thing about the finish, so it kind of finishes off like a little bit of a dusty. After everything kind of fades off a little bit, you get that dusty note from like a 70s dusty. Overall, I really enjoyed it. Harm?
I agree with you, except I do not get the cherry on the nose, but on the palate, it is right there at the very front. I got more vanilla than you did, a little leather. I got some Jordan Almond coming out on the nose. And on the palate, it's a huge big step up from the regular Bottled and Bond that, you know, we get on the shelves. But there's a gorgeous oakiness to this, and I think that's maybe where your creaminess is coming on the nose. It's like it's just got this this sensation. And on the palate, it's not that creaminess that you'd expect, but it's got beautiful wood oak grip to it. On the sides, but you're right, the flavor's mostly at the front, a little bit mid palate, but in the back there's not much there.
Yeah, it
falls off.
It skips the back of your palate for some reason, but it doesn't take away from it at all.
The finish is kind of medium. I mean, I enjoyed it. Justin, what'd you think about it?
On the nose, I got caramel, it was light, a little vanilla, pears and pralines. On the palate,
I don't get pralines, man. I'll give you vanilla and pear.
He doesn't get pralines. Do you get pralines?
The palate was rich, lush, caramel, vanilla oak, classic bourbon palate for me. The finish was mid palate, fades off pretty quick, but it was very good.
Bobby Joe.
Well, it's funny when you have 6 killers like this in front of you. How you just, you know, well, you know this one.
I mean, if this was under the tree. Who wouldn't be ecstatic?
It's like the guy sitting at Hooters going, you know, she's the least attractive girl right. at Hooters. It's like, you know, it's absolutely delicious. It's sweet honey, cherry and marshmallow on the nose. The palate, I got it more when we first opened it up, but it's got a little air and it's died down a bit, but I get cola.
Yeah.
Like a mix of like cola and a little bit of cherry cola. The oak is there. The char is there. And we were discussing it before you guys came in. There's that dustiness on the finish for me that it does. It
Nobody else got candied almond?
It harkens back to a dusty, you know, 70s whiskey kind of. I'm getting about 80% palate coverage. Just the very back is it's missing on me. And again, splitting hairs. It's a fantastic whiskey. And if I could find one of these at retail, you bet I'd snap one up. So.
Or you find any of these at retail, just get it.
Please. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't mess around.
Yeah. But we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our discussion on the Buffalo Trace Antique E.H. Taylor Bottled in Bond 25 release. Anybody have anything else to say before we rate it?
There's nothing left to discuss. Let's do a rating, man. We got five other whiskeys to do.
We're going
to
give the E.H. Taylor Bottled in Bond well-deserved four sips.
There you go. That's specified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
We're going to talk about the 2025 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye. It's 64.9% alcohol by volume, or 129.8 proof. The Thomas H. Handy Sazerac Straight Rye Whiskey takes its name from the New Orleans businessman and owner of the legendary Sazerac Coffee House, who first used rye whiskey in the classic Sazerac cocktail. This whiskey is 6 years, 3 months old at the time of bottling, up from last year's 127.2 proof. It was aged number four Charles from
Charred Barrels. This is 129.
Yeah, as I said in the beginning.
Did you?
Hmm. Yeah. The number
Thanks
four.
For listening.
Charred Barrels from the Cumberland Cooperage in warehouses L, N, AA, and DD, my favorite, on the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th floors, with 31% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation, or they didn't see me that night when I got in the warehouse.
I see what you did there with the DD. I just want you to know that I got
He was talking DD, though. Yeah.
So the color was like a darker copper than the E.H. Taylor we just reviewed. The nose is intense. I got like the smell of burning kerosene lamp.
What?
Rye.
No, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. There's a sweet kerosene note.
Oh, he's wrong all the time.
No, he's not this time. Yes, he's wrong all the time. But there are times that sometimes, you know, like a broken clock. Twice a day.
He's a broken digital clock. Never right. Yeah.
Oh, those aren't actual numbers. Yeah. No.
He just flashes 12.
Yeah. Like my dad's VCR. Yeah.
Yeah. After it aired for a while, I got like stronger wood note on the palate. It was spicy, oaky. I got raisins, rye, oak. The finish was long and sweet, huge rye. This is a huge whiskey. I loved it. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, I enjoyed everything about this. This brings me back. I think Candy kind of dropped off a little bit you know, the last couple of years where it was really good, but this just brought me back to some of the older bottlings, and it's vibrant. It's just really, all those flavors just pop at you and, you know, just grab you. And I enjoy that. That's what I want. And I don't know why, but mine has little chunks floating around in it.
You know? I have the sediment too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing.
I think that adds.
Unfiltered, baby.
Is it non-chill filtered? I don't know.
Yeah, it just kind of adds to it for me. You know, just seeing that little sediment, kind of like, yeah, that's what I want. You know. So
I want you to basically just put your hand under it and filter the big chunks out. That's all I care about. You know, anything it's too big to go down the neck of the bottle when you fill it. Other than that, I don't care.
Right.
I'll just put those in the Solo stove. It's going to smell great. I don't care.
But this is beautiful finish. It's just enjoyable all the way around.
So when this first was poured and we let it breathe a little bit, I got violet candies on the nose, very subtle. And then it went to the fruit and spice and oak. After that, as you swirl it, the violets go.
Yeah, the first note that you get was that violet.
The floral violet note went away, and now I'm getting more like orchard fruit. And on the nose is a little bit not as interesting to me as it used to be. I didn't think the nose was interesting. I thought that violet was more interesting. The nose, it smells like an okay rye, but then you taste it.
Boom.
And that's where everything just changes to me. I thought the nose is lacking. The palate is where everything is. It's all the excitement. Brent used the word vibrant. Again, I appreciate that because that's the exact right word to use. This is vibrant. This is just, it makes you feel alive. The spice is absolutely gorgeous and balanced. The fruit is subtle. That note of, you know, I forgot, Justin's kerosene note from far away, kerosene lamp, just put your nose a little bit further away. He's absolutely right, but it's subtle and the finish is pretty damn long. This is really good. This is a big step up from last year's Handy. I'm very happy.
If this doesn't make you happy, there's something broken in your, oh, never mind. I forgot who I'm talking to.
Yeah, but I prefer scotch still. Yeah. Bob, what do you think?
This is fantastic. This is like Brent said, this is the Handy of old. This is the stuff that they first came out with.
Yeah.
And this was always the one you could find.
Mm-hmm.
You would find a random bottle of this. All the other BTACs you wouldn't find on the shelf, but you would occasionally find this one just sitting there and the snobs wouldn't buy it. And I'm like, you guys are idiots. You're missing out on an amazing whiskey.
I'm putting water in my Handy. Although there's nothing left in the glass. I'm just rinsing. I'm just rinsing the glass and drinking the rinse.
This one is just fantastic. Mm. I mean, honestly, there's the only thing that could make it better is if they shipped us a case. It's candy apple, bright fruit. The violets are there when it first came in. They've blown off a little bit now. Huge, bold, right in your face, just grabs you and shakes you and just lets you know that it's there. How they get this out of a 6 year, 3 month old whiskey. It blows my mind how good this one can be. It is absolutely fantastic.
I am very aroused.
Yeah. This is all day long. The 2025 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye. 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So let's have Harm tell us about our next whiskey.
So our next whiskey is the 2025 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye, 45% ABV, 90 proof. The collection of rye whiskeys was barreled in spring 2006 and 2007. The barrels were new, white oak, number 4 char from Independence Dave Cooperage, and aged 18 years and 5 months on floors. Floors 2 and 3 of warehouses O, K, and L, with 77% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation.
That's a lot.
72% lost last year.
In last year's release.
Last year's release, yes. The color. Who cares? It's brown, drink it down. it's a beautiful shiny copper. The nose on this. Now, this is the Handy's older, elegant sister.
Yeah, different.
She's
completely different.
Mature. She's subtle.
Layered.
She's nuanced. Got a beautiful shape. And his young friends all lust for her, but they will never have her. This is so good. This is complex. On the nose, it's a little bit of dill, orange oil, oak. There's some an herbal note. Besides the dill, I'm getting like a little bit of menthol and some other green herbs. On the palate, like I said, mature. This is layers of oak and spice, and there's a floral note to it. It's gripping like white flowers, and there's a good oak grip. The finish is long. The spices, and they have caraway seed on their note, and I have to agree with that. It's kind of that, if you've ever had a Gilka Kümmel or a good anise, but we have a commercial coming up, so I'm just keep talking.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. The auto commercial may or may not hit me. Whatever. So the nose I was talking about, it's got a beautiful caraway finish. It's long, but not like infinite. It's just, I love this whiskey. It maybe it's hard to judge this one right after the handy, but anyway, Justin, what'd you think?
So when I first smelled this, I got like a Kohl's menthol cigarette thing that completely blew off, and now it's replaced by Lemon Pledge. And then I got vanilla and toffee notes that are prominent
on
this.
Okay, so twice a year he's right.
And palate, I got spice cake and cedar and the finish.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
The finish, I got like fruit basket and spice and like a warm.
So you're talking about eating the wicker basket itself?
Fruit in it.
Oh, the fruit too.
He used to eat the paint chips too, so remember who you're talking to.
That's a fair question.
What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah. Once these get up to 18 years and stuff, you expect it to be woody a little bit. You know, you have those oak tannins and stuff. And this one delivers with it. This one really kind of...
But it's not overly woody.
No, but it delivers. It still delivers. It's not over, but it... You know, you can appreciate it. It's like, yes, that's what I want in this, and this is what I'm getting, and...
You can tell it's those lower, cooler floors that's been aged on.
Right, exactly. You get that you know, the oak tannins, that leather, those spices. And you've mentioned the white flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came after you mentioned it. I was like, you know, I didn't quite know what to say. It was because it was like, I didn't know what kind of flower I could smell. It was like, some kind of herb there that I just couldn't pick up, you know, and it was nice.
It just reminds me of white flowers. I don't know what, I can't think of the name because I'm not a botanist. But, you know.
Daisies, carnations.
No.
Carnations. Mums.
It's
mums,
more like.
Mums the word.
maybe magnolia or gardenia. I don't know.
Yeah. But it has that note to it that you can pick up. And overall, another one. This is, gosh, they know what they're doing here, you know. And this is why they put these out. They're special.
That's what your mom used to say about you.
It always said about me. That's why I rode the special bus.
Mm-hmm. The short one?
They made that bus just for you. It's short.
The tinted windows.
Yep.
Yeah. They all have tinted windows.
That don't roll down. Yeah. Keeping from falling out. what more can I say?
It is
a lovely, beautiful, layered, nuanced whiskey that has done nothing but get better since we've opened it, as far as I'm concerned. And the complexity of this is just, it's, as it sits there, it's just evolving in the glass. A fantastic whiskey. we're going to be giving the 2025 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
So that takes us to Brent and our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. This is the 2025 Eagle Rare 17-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's 50.5% ABV or 101 proof. And the barrels for this year's release of the Eagle Rare 17 were filled in the spring of 2007. And the barrels were new white oak number 4 char from Independence Dave. They were aged 18 years and 4 months on floors 1, 2, and 3 of warehouses L, Q, K, and P, with 89% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation.
Jeez.
I know. Last year it was 86%, but gosh, you just think about that, you know? The Eagle Rare 17 is bottled at 101 proof in tribute to the original Eagle Rare brand launched in 1975. This one's got a nice, bold, the 80s copper color, bright brightness to it. The on the nose, I get the pepper, the leather, cherry, tobacco. It's, it just fills your nose. It's
that's white pepper, right? White pepper.
Yeah. Yes. But oh, and then on the palate, I get, first off on the palate, I get caramel, then cherry kind of pops through that, and I get you know, some tobacco, some old leather. Just a beautiful palate. It's a great mouthfeel. The finish on this one just doesn't end. It just keeps going and going.
At 101 proof, this is surprising because it had the longest finish of all these whiskeys, all 6 in front of us, right?
It had a super, super long finish to it, you know? And you get that vanilla on that finish. It just kind of lingers off with vanilla and it doesn't stop. I mean, there's nothing bad to say about this whiskey here.
What's bad is our sample bottle is empty. That's what's bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst. Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah. Look, you know, I love you guys at Buffalo Trace. Harlan, you're the best. But those sample bottles are way too small, man. They're way too small.
A gallon would be nice. But
yeah. Honestly, those old gallon jugs, you know. That
every year when this box arrives, I grab it and run back into my office, and my secretary laughs at me. She goes, "You look like Gollum in his ring." I'm like, "You don't understand.
What's this in is my this precious. Box. What don't you understand?"
You know, there's this one in the King of Kentucky and the Four Roses boxes that come in. And every year I'm like, you know, hoarding them. Don't touch my precious. I mean, this is a fantastic whiskey. Absolutely fantastic. It's just the caramel, the soft leather, the cherry on it. Just wow. And it stays with you and stays with you and stays with you and stays with you.
This is the one that proves it's not all about proof.
No.
Definitely. I mean, no. 101, but it's still stunning.
Well, it wasn't that long ago they boosted it to 101, remember?
Yeah.
So
it used to be 90 back in the day.
Yeah. And I think 101 is their sweet spot on this one because this one is absolutely fantastic. Justin, you got anything to add?
Oh, yeah. I get, like 1988 Eldorado leather. I get a nice Connecticut Cordova wrapper cigar.
I thought it was Corinthian. Is it Corinthian leather?
Rich Corinthian leather.
I got the cherries, like in the Chrysler pepper.
Cordoba.
This has an amazing mouthfeel to it. This is like you spend a life driving a Ford Escort and then you finally get that like Lexus Pinto flagship to drive. It's just first class all the way.
You get the Aston Martin, I think. Yeah.
First class.
I think I like his Lexus analogy because it's got that soft, supple ride.
He just likes Lexus.
It's driving on a cloud.
He just likes Lexus because it's the name of his favorite stripper.
Tip her well. Yeah. Don't be cheap.
Yeah.
So we're going to be giving the 2025 Eagle Rare 17-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
I'm still tasting it. I had my little sip a while ago. It's just still going. Cherry and vanilla.
Oh, let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Oh, my God. I'm so lucky. 2025 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's 64.5% alcohol by volume. It's 129 gorgeous proof. This year's offering of the Weeded Classic was distilled in December 2010, January 2011, and January 2013. The barrels were new white oak, number 4 char, from Independence Dave. and were filled at 114 proof. The whiskey was 12 years and 7 months old at bottling, aged on floors 3 and 4 of warehouses D, Q, N, P, and I. Bingo for those with the bingo cards.
I-29.
And 55% of the original whiskey was lost to evaporation. So on the nose, I got beautiful vanilla, maple syrup, a little bit of cedar to round it out. The nose was subtle, I have to say. Subtle in a good way, but subtle. The palate was like vanilla, oak, and wheat Chex. The finish was super long, and it had like nice fruit notes with the oak and vanilla. This is like a warm hug that will keep you going all winter long. What did you think, Brent?
Wait, you know, warm hug? I met your parents. You don't know what a hug is.
I didn't get it from them.
Explain to them. Oh, wait, I'm talking to Harm.
I know.
Explain to them what a hug is. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the hug on this one is your entire mouth. I mean, this coats your entire mouth. This is...
If you're older than 6 years old, you don't need a hug.
That's what she told you.
Yeah.
She was tired of giving you hugs.
She also told you you're under 6 years old and you don't need one either, but yeah.
Yeah, on the nose of this one, I did... The first thing I picked up was maple, and then I got it followed by vanilla,
and it was followed by a commercial?
Come back.
Yep. Yeah. It was followed by a commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. Brent, you were waxing poetic on the William Woodrow Weller.
Yeah, well, I was enjoying the nose. You know, I had that.
Really? And, enjoying it.
Hmm. Very much enjoying it.
Oh, how
and
shocking.
Then on the palate, the one thing right off the bat is it just, you get this. The whole entire mouth is just encoded. You know,
this
you
was
get
the
that.
One with the best mouth feel today.
Oh, for sure. You know,
that's
you
what
had,
she said.
Yeah, you have this. You got that vanilla in there. That little bit of a spice on there. Just a little bit of light oak on there. I mean, this is. It's an amazing. It's an just an amazing drink here.
You can't tell it's 129 proof.
No, absolutely
not.
There's
no way in heck.
If you had to guess, I would be guessing, you know, like 105, 110 maybe, you know?
Exactly. But to me, it feels like it's right around 105, like you said.
Yeah,
It's high proof. It's not low proof. It's just good.
You're deceived by the proof, and it's 129. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and those fruits don't come along until you're like to the finish. That's when I start picking up those fruits.
But I didn't even really get the fruit notes, Brent. I'm getting. You said maple first.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I got. Maple, then the vanilla. But the mouthfeel is what changes everything. The mouthfeel is so amazing. To me, it's all about the vanilla and the oak, and the baking spices that come in. I really don't get the fruit. I mean, what? Justin, do you get the fruit on this one?
Just on the palate.
On your finish, it comes
maple syrup. That's as close as I get to fruit, but it's not really fruit. That's kind of, I don't know what that
is. The mic is here.
I don't know what that is, but it's not fruit. It's diabetes in a bottle.
He's confused by
this. There's no residual sugar.
In maple syrup?
In this.
In the whiskey.
Yeah.
I know. That's why
it tastes
whiskey.
Like diabetes because there's no sugar, but it tastes like diabetes. It's not that sweet, but the wheaters are like that. They tend to be softer and sweeter than the rye. I usually prefer rye whiskeys, but this is just one of my favorites. This is just gorgeous. Bob, what do you think? Did you get the fruit too, or not?
Are softer and sweeter, but they also, as a rule that I've noticed, take longer to mature.
They definitely take longer to mature. Wheaters,
they need more time.
That's why you can get a 23-year-old Pappy.
Yeah, which is why...
Usually 23, they're over the hill.
Which is why this, which is a mix of 15, 14, and 12-year-old whiskey, this is why this one's so damn good. It's just... Oh, man. I want waffles every time I smell it.
We didn't mention that it was a blend of different ages. They're required by law to put the youngest, so 12 years, 7 months.
He mentioned it. He did the read-in. Thanks for joining the show. Good for you.
What do you say?
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
I'm experiencing whiskey. I'm not listening to him talk.
You're experiencing something. I don't know what. But this is always one of the best whiskeys of the year. And this year is absolutely no exception. This is...
Where does it say that?
Absolutely fantastic. Dear Lord.
Here.
Please, please, please. We're going to give the William Rue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon 2025 BTAC release a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Very well-deserved.
And that takes us to our last whiskey of the day, Executive Privilege. This is the one that I'm
going to review every year.
The moment the world has waited for.
Yes. So this is the 2025 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon, my death row whiskey, 71.054% ABV, 142.8.
Ooh, 142. Oh.
Woo! Yeah. Or as Brandy says.
Ooh, yeah.
So 144 is hazmat?
140.
40. So this is hazmat.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So don't bring it on the plane.
Beautiful.
Forget it in the airport before you go.
Dark bronze color. Oh, this thing, when it grabs your nose, it just shakes your whole head. Just the oak on this. There's a deep, dark vanilla. Dark, dark molasses and brown sugar. Oh, dear Lord. And let's take a sip and see what it says. Absolutely mind-blowingly good. Last year was a little bit down, I think.
Yes.
I mean, it was still great. Don't get me wrong.
But last year was not up to par compared to the previous ones.
But this year?
Oh, God, this year blows them away.
This is like Stag from,
07.
Oh, earlier. This is just, mind-blowing. Vanilla, tobacco, cherry, molasses. It's that brick to the face, that brick to the teeth that I love so much. It does not disappoint whatsoever. Hold on, I'm just gonna commiserate.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Yeah. So what do you think, Brent?
Yeah, this one, last year's, like you said, was a little bit down. It was still good, but this year came back with a vengeance. I mean, it really came back. And this, and I don't know if it's because of the proof, but or the non-chill filtering, because this one also has the, a little bit of sediment in it and stuff, which I do enjoy,
I think he's just, putting stuff in your glass.
That's okay. I don't mind.
There's nothing in my glass.
I don't mind.
My glass is clean.
I think yours is just full of Rohypnol. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You got something else to drink. That's all.
Yeah. Make sure you got to wait. You got to wait for the pills to dissolve.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah. Swirl it around a little bit and you won't see that anymore.
But the mouthfeel on this one really gives you a punch. Again, this one covers your entire palate.
This covers your palate. This covers your throat. This covers your soul.
This one goes down. At 142, you just wouldn't think something would be, so powerful and yet so smooth at the same time. It's if that's the way to do it. Justin, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is best Stag I've had in 10 years. I think that it's got that beautiful smell after I've made a couple of pounds of brownies, like Costco brownies, have that nice smell with the oak and the vanilla too.
There's oak and brownies.
I told you about the time my wife made brownies on her birthday with my birthday bourbon.
Yeah.
And I got a green tomato note along with the classic bourbon flavors. And the proof, I'm sorry, the finish doesn't end. I think I've been drinking, folks, but it's so amazing.
So we should have cameras on this show. You should have seen Brent's face when I put water in this. I just put some water in it because, hey, it's 142 proof. I said, is water going to hurt it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The nose?
Yes.
The nose is more oaky with the water.
No.
Yes.
No.
I refuse. The palate is still gorgeous. It did not need a drop of water. Just do it at 142. Doesn't need it. Didn't help.
See?
Yeah, it didn't help.
See? Waste of time, waste of effort, waste of water, waste of whiskey. Well, we're going to be rating the 2025 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon. 26 sips. No, we'll give it 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You are biased, my friend.
These go to 11.
Yeah, that goes to 11. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Yeah, I can be biased. I'm running a soundboard.
That's true.
So
somebody take his button clippers away.
Want to thank everybody for joining us today. Yeah, thank you, Brent.
It was nice being dragged in today.
Yeah, thank you for making the sacrifice.
Yeah, I sacrificed.
And thank you, Justin.
Can't thank you enough. This was an amazing experience.
Thank the lovely folks at Sazerac for sending us the samples every year.
Thank you, Sazerac.
Yep.
Wow.
And thank you, Harm.
Rob, I often say thank you, but I rarely mean it. Today, I mean it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't know. I'm hearing this on the sound cue, so... Well, this is Made Man Bob for Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life's too short to drink bad whiskey.
And we didn't today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.